This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Oil. The U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate, to be specific, was down almost 1% at the close in New York today to just under $56 a barrel. It's been a choppy couple of months for crude, most recently after the attacks on those Saudi Arabian processing facilities just a couple of weeks ago. And that is directly relevant to the news out of Riyadh today that the Saudis are going to start issuing tourist visas. Not for business people, not for religious travel. Those have been going for a while, but plain old tourist visas for nationals of more than 40 countries, including this one. It's all part of the Saudi plan to diversify its economy to do something other than pump oil. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong puts it, if they build resorts, will people come?
As far as cool places to see in Saudi Arabia, there is some magic in the kingdom. Ancient civilization sites, a historic port city, huge stretch of the Red Sea. Karen Young is a Middle East scholar at the American Enterprise Institute.
There are mountains, there are places where it actually snows, so it's not always hot and desert. But along the Red Sea coast, it is quite hot, and so I don't think we would see a whole lot of beachfront tourism in the summer months.
In the next decade, the Saudis plan to invest hundreds of billions in roads, airports, hotels, and cover some of those costs by selling stocks in the state oil company. Young thinks Saudi Arabia can lure seaside and archaeology fans, but even regionally, there's plenty of competition for these tourists.
People who go to Egypt and see the pyramids or do cruises along the Nile, people who go to the holy sites in Jerusalem.
In Saudi Arabia, one challenge for Westerners will be its conservative Islamic culture. It's a place that frowns on single women and men seen together. And Middle scholar Paul Sullivan at the National Defense Institute warns that bringing in foreign practices too quickly can dilute the home culture. He recalls a trip to a conservative Islamic country he would rather not name.
What do I see but a very severe-looking fellow with a long black beard drinking Heineken while watching a go-go dancer? It was a completely broken cultural moment.
If the Saudis open up too fast, he warns there could be a popular backlash. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.